emerged in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, were among the first national black institutions, which showed the ability of African Americans to create businesses and run them with grace and competence.
You write, despite what baseball once meant to black America, African Americans currently matter less in baseball than at any time in the last 50 years.
Well, I think there's a significant disconnect between black America and baseball, which is certainly evident when you look at the surveys among African Americans of what their favorite sports are. And football and basketball dwarf baseball. And I don't think that's particularly a bad thing. I mean, I think that the African-American community has diversified its sporting participation. I think, if anything, perhaps there's too much emphasis in the black community on sport.
About 85% of the players in the NBA are black, and 2 out of 3 NFL players are black. And this has something to do with college scholarships, right?
Well, in the 50s and 60s, universities, at least in the North and the Midwest and the Pacific Coast, have opened up significant numbers of scholarships to African American students to play football and basketball. And I think at that point, given what you could make playing baseball professionally, particularly if you only lasted in the minors, taking that scholarship was a lot better choice to make. In subsequent years, you've got the problem that if you want to play baseball in the majors, probably the best route in the United States is to come up through college baseball, and the scholarships are only partial scholarships as opposed to the full ride that you get in football and basketball.
You also point to the collapse of the black family as a factor.
Well, I think that if you don't have a father in the household, the chance of a son getting the love and lore of the game is lessened. And I think that both white and black families have seen a amazing increase in the number of single female-headed households. And I think those households are probably not as prone to developing baseball. They're also households that usually have far less resources. And kids today after Little League, if they want to play baseball, usually have to join a travel team, which can cost a couple of $1,000s a year to be a member of.
1975 was the peak year for the number of black players in Major League Baseball. 27% of major leaguers were black. Today it's just about 10%. Any particular reason why 1975 was the peak?
Well, by 75, the generation that had come of age in the Negro Leagues pretty much is gone. Mays, Aaron, Banks. The second cohort that had developed, guys who had been born before Jackie entered the majors, had also come of age. And by then, I think football and basketball are overtaking baseball in national culture. And I think by then, if you look at the ranks of the minors, if you look at the ranks of NCAA baseball teams, you just don't have that many African Americans playing.
And then as African-American numbers in the major leagues dropped, the number of Latin American players soared. Now about a quarter of the league is of Latin descent. What accounts for that?
The history of African-Americans and people in the Caribbean have always been inextricably linked by baseball's segregation until 1947 and its integration afterwards. Now, before Jackie Robinson, you had perhaps 70 or 80 Latin Americans who played Major League Baseball, mostly Cubans, who were either Caucasian or light enough to pass for white. With Robinson, you see a trickle of darker-skinned Latinos, Orestes, Mini Mignoso, and others enter the majors. A small number in the 50s and 60s. A larger number in the 70s. When I started to go down to the Dominican Republic in the mid to late 1980s, perhaps 10% of all baseball players in the majors were Latin, half of them were Dominican. And then when Major League Baseball starts to recognize both the quality of the talent, but more importantly, starts to build its infrastructure of academies in the Dominican Republic and systematize and industrialize the cultivation of players, it just takes off in the 90s and ever since.
Why so many from the Dominican Republic and Venezuela? I mean, in Argentina and Brazil,